Get ready to drop the puck, take a free throw, and step up to the plate. It's time for the Metro East Sports Podcast on lineupmedia.fm.
From the Lineup Media Studios, welcome to the Metro East Sports Podcast, season number 2, show number 29, recorded Monday, August 16th, 2021. Thanks to partners Cassins, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams, Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, and most recently, Front Office, joining us today. We're talking all things sports in the Metro East. I'm Dave Leip, and as always, the guests make the show. Tonight, kicking it off with Chad Opel from Front Office Wealth Strategies, new partner, going to announce a really exciting new program for local kids. Guest number 2, Zach Plocker, girls tennis coach at Roxana High School, and he's bringing his number 1 girl, Lindsay Ratliff. And guest number 3 tonight, Mike Harrison Jr., Belleville East Lancer football coach, and he's supposed to bring at least one of his top players, one of his captains, later on tonight. Before we get started here with Chad, 3 things you can do to help. Number 1, subscribe to our podcast. It is free. Number 2, follow us in all of our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and now on YouTube. We're easy to find. Search for Metro East Sports Podcast on YouTube. I think our YouTube channel looks pretty good, Chad. What do you think?
I think it looks fantastic. Heck yeah.
I've had the camera on you this whole time.
I'm impressed. Well, you should. I mean, why not?
And don't forget, if you have a story idea, email me at mespdave@gmail.com. And before we get to the Front Office Charitable Champion, I got to remind you that we are also in the midst of our Integrity Spine and Joint Center Team of the Month. Could be a park and rec team, could be a middle school team, could be a high school team, could be a professional team that plays locally. But you nominate the team. Send it in to me at mespdave@gmail.com. Please put Team of the Month in the subject line, and we will recognize that Team of the Month on the show. But tonight, we've got Mr. Opel, Chad Opel. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, sir. Thanks so much for having me, and definitely get your team nominated. Arthur Langston at Integrity Joint Spine is phenomenal. What a great guy.
You've been there?
Charitable. I've not been there, but he is extremely generous to my wife and I's charity, Edwardsville Neighbors.
Yeah, he's a very, very philanthropic dude, for sure. Yeah. I went there. I was having a wrist problem. I went there. It was killing me when I started. He did all kinds of stuff, laser. He worked on it, aligned my hips too. Helped a lot.
Well, his years of power serves, I think, finally wore down on the wrist, I'm assuming.
Yeah, feeding balls, I don't know, playing tennis, just being 90 years old finally caught up with me. It's bad, but he helped me out a ton, and he can help you out too. So get down there to Integrity Spine and Joint Center if you've got any kind of joint pain, and Dr. Langston will hook you up.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about you. What's going on? How you been since the last time I saw you?
Things are really, really good. Thanks for having me on the show again. In March, I left my current financial planning firm, decided to start my own firm. I've been doing this 17 years. It's crazy to say that out loud, and I've worked for some amazing companies and bosses and mentors, and finally it was just time to do my own thing, and it's been fantastic. I started Front Office Wealth Strategies in March of this year, and things are off to a great start. We are in the Whispering Heights building, 1010 Enclave Boulevard here in Edwardsville.
And I feel like you should say it like this. Whispering
Heights. Whispering Heights, exactly.
Whispering. All right, you're in the Whispering Heights, which is that really cool building right next to Lincoln Middle School. The really cool buildings. Your offices are beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. It is a great space. There's commercial space still available, and there are residential spaces on the second through the sixth floor above us. And we can't be happier. The space turned out amazing. Fun Construction did the build out, and it's been great. We're so happy. It's home.
That's beautiful. And you are a fiduciary network.
I am a fiduciary in my industry. I basically serve as clients' best interest, but we do financial planning. And over the years, I've realized that, you know, it takes a team to really do what's best for clients. And it's not just the work that we do, but we've realized that, you know, clients have, we got to work closely with their CPA, with their attorney, with their insurance personnel, with, you know, all types of folks, with their group benefits, whatever it might be. And we've noticed that the closer we can work with those folks, the better client experience, the better job gets done. It's just like a good sports team, right? It doesn't take just the star athlete. It's the, you know, it's everybody on the team. It's the athletic trainer. It's the coach. It's the AD. It's the guy, you know, pitching batting practice. It's across the board. It takes a solid team. It's everybody, parents, yeah, totally. You know, everybody. So, and you know that being a phenomenal coach in our, in our area for many, many years.
So you've got this great team of folks and you're helping folks with wealth strategies. And how can people find you if they want to talk to you about that type of stuff?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, the best way is just reach out to us via phone. 618-228-4500 is our direct line. Amanda on my team will take great care of you, setting up a time that we can meet and just get the conversation started and see if there's any opportunity for us to be a resource for you, your family, your business, whatever it might be.
I came to you and said, help me out with my wealth strategies. And you said, how much do you have? And I said, I got $11.
Well, we still do our best to help you, Dave.
I know you would. I trust you. You know, I've known you since you were a young man in my class. And then I kept up with you when you were a star at SIU Edwardsville on the diamond and in the classroom. And then I kept up with you when you were playing professionally and throughout your business career, and you've always been the same.
Thank you.
And that's why I had you on the show even before you started this and even before you wanted to get involved with the show, because I wanted the listeners to hear about your dynamic career as an athlete and as a person. So I'm proud to know you all this time. But now we are going to work together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To recognize, this. And this was your idea, 100% your idea. Tell our listeners about the Charitable Champion.
I would love to take 100% of the credit, but my wife deserves a good chunk of it. You know, my wife and I, we've tried to be very philanthropic as we started our own charity over a decade ago called Edwardsville Neighbors, and we've just seen the amount of support and generosity in the community. It's inspired us to give more to other charities. Edwardsville, as you know, is just an awesome community, very, very generous and supportive. And, you know, we also playing with the sports background, and I really want to recognize how impactful being around a sports team and having great mentors like you in the classroom were for me in my life. You know, I wouldn't be where I am today without having to get up every day and fight for a goal and work with the team and try to give it my all and really focus not on me, but if I can help the team win, everybody wins. And fortunately, I played on some very successful teams in high school and college, and it really helped catapult my career, and it launched this next segment of what we're going to do in the business is this Charitable Champion idea. And in that aspect, we're going to recognize every month moving forward, starting in September, a charitable champion. It's someone who exemplifies leadership and selflessness and teamwork. It's not necessarily the person who hit two home runs or had, you know, 35 points in the basketball game or had just an amazing night, on the tennis mat, you know, in a tennis match. It's that those folks who are doing the little things that really just propel the team to win and be successful, or not necessarily even to win, just to get better and to be better people. And we're going to ask coaches, administrators, and teachers to recognize those individuals, and we want to recognize them.
I'm reading from some of the literature you've got out about this. Once a month, you're going to recognize a charitable champion presented by Front Office Fiduciary Network, a local athlete who epitomizes the qualities of academic and athletic excellence, leadership, compassion, and team spirit. I like the qualities that you're going after here because, like you said, it's not just the guy who hit the most home runs or the girl who scored the most points in the game. You're looking at some real character values here that make up a strong community.
Absolutely. And as we all know, the Madison County area is a very generous and philanthropic community, but we also want to take and recognize those awesome individuals and now preach more philanthropy. And what we're going to do is, by recognizing those individuals, we're going to, instead of providing a scholarship necessarily to them, we're going to provide money to let them choose the charity of their choosing.
Yeah, and we didn't get to that part, but you're going to give them $500.
Correct.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah, I should have mentioned that. But you're going to donate $500 every month to the charity of choice of your charitable champion.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's a, you know, it's a perfect way to A, recognize the athlete, recognize the sport that they play, recognize the awesome things they're doing, the little things that they're doing, but also then preach and teach philanthropy to those folks and then give the charity some recognition and maybe some more awareness that might drive even more donations to what they're doing or really recognize their cause and helping drive more support to those folks.
And you're making a very generous donation to that charity. So those charities are going to be excited. These kids are going to be excited. And you're going to reach out to some local folks and encourage them to nominate. And folks can reach out to their athletic directors and their coaches and their school administrators and teachers and ask them to recognize folks, recognize the high school kids on their teams and in their communities. And the email address, are we still going to do?
We are going to have very soon some more info to come, but very soon we will have a nomination form live on our website where administrators, coaches, and teachers can go and nominate those student athletes. And everything will be emailed to charitablechampion@yourfrontoffice.com.
Okay, charitablechampion@yourfrontoffice.com. So people can also email that email address if they have any questions about how to get an application, yes. If they want more information.
Yep, absolutely.
And the $500 can go to any local charity once the kid is selected. That's what you're thinking?
That is correct.
It can't go to my golf game for private lessons for me. It's got to go to a legit, like Children's Home and Aid, Dream Home Charities, Glen Ed Food Pantry, Metro East Humane Society, just among many others that are listed. Those are just some of the ones that are possibilities. So it's up to the kid to decide.
Correct. Yep. They must be an accredited 501c3 charitable organization. Right. And if the student athletes are, you know, a little, they don't fully know any good charities in town, we're happy to make some suggestions because we have some phenomenal organizations here in Madison County. And we look forward to, one, recognizing those student athletes, and B, helping raise some more funds for local charities.
It's just an awesome program because it promotes the right things amongst the kids, and it gives money back to the community and to the charities and the people that and the entities that really need it. So that's really a fantastic program. So we are excited to work with you on this. And we plan to have the young people in who win, who get this recognition, possibly the charities, possibly the coach who nominates the kid.
Yeah, the sky's the limit. I think that's where we're very excited to partner with you, Dave, and appreciate your time and having us on the show. And, you know, again, it's just an opportunity to recognize these phenomenal teams, the individuals, these charities that are doing awesome things in the community. And we just want to, you know, put them on a pedestal and make them feel good and support them and what they're doing.
So we'll have you back here once a month.
Yes.
To celebrate the Charitable Champion of the Month.
Can't wait.
Could be a boy, could be a girl, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Chad Opel, Front Office Wealth Strategies, a fiduciary network. Thanks so much for coming by and breaking the big news about the Charitable Champion and the partnership up to come. And we'll be talking about that in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Absolutely.
Before we start talking Shell's girls tennis, we've got the coach and the number one player in here. I got to talk about Keller Williams Marquis. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Metro East on the Illinois or Missouri side, please give our partners at Keller Williams Marquis, Jeb and Ginger Blassingame, the chance to serve you. They have offices in Waterloo, O'Fallon, and Edwardsville with more than 130 agents. The Blassingames are a family-owned business that has helped over 5,000 families find just the right home. The Lipes are one of those families. Jeb and Ginger sold our house quickly because they're experts at staging and pricing. And they helped us find the perfect home, and they can do the same for you. No wonder they're ranked in the top 10 real estate teams in North America. Give Jeb and Ginger Blasingame a call at 618-578-9276 or check them out online at blasinggamegroup.com. You will not be disappointed. Okay, welcome to the show, Coach Zach Plocker and number one singles player at Roxana for the Shells, Lindsey Ratliff. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Tough practice today. You came straight from practice to the show. Did you run them hard today, Coach?
We did.
So you are, Zach, you are a young coach who has just taken over the program at Roxana, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
What is your vision for taking over this program? Do you see yourself there long term? And if so, what are some of your goals?
Yeah, I do. My biggest goal right off the bat is to build the legacy of tennis there. It's not a very popular sport right now at Roxana, unfortunately. So my initial goal right off the bat when I first got there is let's just get some interest going here in this area through camps and just trying to get kids out to give it a shot. And that was kind of step one. And from there, when we start getting kids into the program, hopefully my future goal is to continue to get them to buy into it and then continue to be competitive against the people that we come across.
Is it working? This is year number two for you?
It's number two.
How many girls came out for tennis this fall?
So last year we had a big turnover with seniors and people moving away, unfortunately. But this year we got three freshmen and a couple, like four new people who just decided to come out and give it a shot.
Love that. And I feel like Roxana has a pretty strong history of girls tennis over the last 25 years. I can think of multiple girls who were very good tennis players. Sarah Kreitztrager,
yes,
comes to mind. The Tweedy girls come to mind.
Yep. Haley Malazzo.
Of course. Haley Malazzo played at Quincy and the Owsley girls, terrible tragedy there. But the Owsley girls were fine tennis players as well. Did I say Kayla? Did I mention Kayla? Yes. Kayla, who played Kayla Logan formerly, Kayla White Logan, I believe now is her last name. She was a great play there. Kayla Arbuthnot, couldn't think of drawing a blank on her last name. But yeah, Coach Kath Reiner did a good job there for Roxana. So you have had some good players, but you are more interested in building a strong program, yes, top to bottom. That's what you're all about.
Yep.
And I'm going to get to you in a second. But before I get to you, I'm just going to ask you one quick question. So what's your background on tennis? Are you a tennis guy?
I am. My background, I got a little bit of a late start. I'm from Highland. So I was coached under Matt Pellock. And then after my senior year, I went and played at Kaskaskia College for 2 years. And then went from there and played for Brett Brannan at Greenville University for
there you
the
go.
Last 2 years.
Those are some good names. Those are some good local tennis names,
yes,
there.
Yes, yep.
Matt Pellock and Brett Brannan, and that's awesome. Good for you. You had to be from Highland with the last name Plocker. I feel like, yep, everybody from Highland.
It seems to be that way.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Plockers there. All right, Lindsey, number one at Roxana High School, a girl who I've known for a long time through some training that you did at Edwardsville High School. But you're number one this year. What number were you last year?
I was number two.
Okay, so big change this year, moving up to that top spot, or is it too early to tell? Because we're only on day number one of week number two of the fall season for you.
Yeah, I definitely think it's too early to tell. But coming from number two, I don't think it's going to be that big of a change. I feel like on a lot of teams, the number one and two player are really close, which is how it was last year. So,
and are you a leader this year on this team as the number one player?
Yeah, I'm one of three captains we have.
Three captains?
Yes.
And who are the other two?
Kayla Fancher and McKenna John.
Okay. Cool. And we don't know yet, probably, if Lindsay's going to play singles or doubles in the postseason. But, you know, with three seniors on your team, that makes it probably likely that two of the girls may play doubles together and maybe one girl will play singles. Have you thought yet about what you might want to do in the sectionals, Lindsey?
I mean, I think that's totally up to coach. That's what it's always been up to. But so far in postseason, I've only gone singles once, though. So I'm usually put at doubles.
Okay. Have you qualified for state yet?
Yes, last year.
I thought you did. Okay, very good. And how was state for you last year?
Well, there wasn't a state tournament.
Oh, that's right. Duh. Yeah, you think I remembered that. Yeah, of course. No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, well, coach,
week number two, day number one. How's the season going in Roxana?
Good. We have our first tournament this weekend at Alton for the doubles tournament. But like I said, last year we had a huge group of seniors and good turnover, which is good and bad to get new faces, new opportunities for new people. But we can add three of our varsity players return, Lindsay being one, and then McKenna and Kayla being the others. And then we have a little bit of a more unexperienced group at the bottom. A lot of those people are freshmen or just new players who decided to come out this year. So we're going to see how they progress through the year.
And that's going to be every year. You're going to have a couple kids who have never tried tennis before, and that's where you're going to build a program is with those kids. Well, good luck this weekend. Doubles only event.
The doubles only, yes, sir.
Hosted by Alton. I feel like I was involved with that when it first got started. And then we went away from it at Edwardsville High School for a little while. What are you looking forward to this weekend, Lindsay?
I mean, I'm just excited that it's the first, like, matches of the season. I'm just excited to get right into the season.
We don't play until next week, so we've got to wait a little bit longer. All right, Lindsay, let's ask you the truth, and I guess you can't be too honest because you have to go to practice tomorrow. What's it like playing for Coach Plocker?
It's good. I mean, Kath Reiner, I've had different coaches every year except this year, my senior year. Kath Reiner was great. Stahlhut was great. But there's definitely more energy with him and I think more dedication just because he is younger. He'll hit against us. So I definitely think there's probably more involvement.
Can you beat him?
No. No.
Zach still got the upper hand.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, Coach, what are you looking for this season? What kind of goals do you have? What are you trying to get done?
My big goals for this season is I'm just really looking forward to see those inexperienced players and how they can grow into the sport and contribute to the team this year. Because at the end of the day, we have three experienced players, and those bottom three are going to be people that we count on this year to get matches done as a whole, as a team. And I'm really looking forward to see the three returner players this summer. They put in so much work, and I'm just looking forward to see that work progress and pay off, because they spent a lot of their time, a lot of their summer going to lessons and just dedicating their life to that sport for this coming fall.
So I think you're expecting some big things. I mean, it sounds to me like these girls worked super hard this summer.
They really did put a lot of hours on the court,
and that's where it's at. So if your goal is to take your program to the next level, what are the things that you think you're going to have to do to get there where you are competing with the best teams in the area?
For sure. I think the very first thing is, as a young coach, I'm still very inexperienced. So reaching out to more experienced coaches, getting drill ideas, looking for opportunities to watch practices, then get an idea, because for me, it's just what I've seen. So getting able to see and get those opportunities. Other things is starting kids at a younger age, so you can't be just getting them in as a freshman, starting them when they are in elementary, junior high, and that just comes from doing camps and trying to get them involved in recruiting in school and be like, hey, do you play a sport? If not, let's give this a shot. And then I think as long as you get those years in, when you get to freshman year, you can start in a more deep strategic level. And then that just helps your program go to be more competitive with all those people in the long run.
I'm convinced. Sounds to me like you have a plan. You reached out to me, and I said, I have no idea what I'm doing. Ask somebody who's good. Just kidding. No, you emailed me, and I gave you an honest answer and invited you out to come watch us practice. And that's what I told you. You have to get kids started early. And you offered that. You're offering the camps. I saw this summer you offered a tournament. Chris Lakin, one of our executive producers, actually played in the tournament.
He did.
And by all accounts, it was a fantastic event. So it seems to me like you're doing the right things there in Roxana, and I wish you all the best there.
Thank you,
Lindsay. You're done with high school after this year.
Yeah.
What are your big plans for next year?
Well, in college, I want to become a nurse. It would be great to play in college if I get a good offer. I guess it depends on that, but education comes first for me.
Have you considered Lewis and Clark? I would think that Lewis and Clark would might be a good first step for you.
Yeah, and Sarah's already been talking to me about that.
Yeah, that'd be a great first step, and who knows where that could take you? That could be a great first step toward becoming a nurse, I would think.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, they do have a good nursing program.
Yeah, keep your options open. I like what you're saying, Coach. What's it like to coach Lindsay Ratliff?
Yeah, so second year with Lindsay. I just think every year her heart is continuing to grow with the sport. So, like, year one, it's kind of that in-between stage. Like you said, it's her third coach in a third year, and it's a new young coach too, so you don't really know what you're getting. But during that year, I was just very surprised about her work ethic and how she's going to approach the court. I know for a fact, like, she's going to be on time. She's going to be reliable. I can trust her on the court to carry her own. Be respectful, all those things that a coach looks for in a player, and she definitely has it.
Dang.
Thank
How
you.
About that? She's a good student too.
She's very good.
You're going to have to be if you're going to become a nurse. You got to know what's going on. You got to be smart, right?
Oh yeah.
Are you that smart?
Top 8% of my class.
There you go. I'm just kidding you. I knew you were bright. Talk for a minute about your outstanding athletic director, Mark Briggs. And that new student fitness center you got there.
Yeah.
He's super proud of that, and I've seen pictures of it, and I still want to get in there and see it. Talk about both those things. Talk about Briggs and talk about the new student fitness center.
Yeah, Coach Briggs has been ridiculously helpful, like, in my experience, because this is only my second year teaching as well, as long as being athletics as a coach, and he has done nothing but reached out for what we needed, what the program needed. He's treated every program equally, which is incredible. He's given us equipment that we needed, help us set schedules, all the things that a new person can ask for, in all honesty. And that new fitness center, he's just setting athletes up at Roxana to take that next level. And I'm just super, super hopeful that the students understand what they have in front of them so they can utilize what they got. I mean, you have the new fitness center. You got the turf fields coming in now. He's just doing a lot of great things that are going to give student-athletes all the opportunities in the world to just take it to the next level.
You're taking these girls in and making them run on treadmills and that kind of stuff, row machines, lifting, running, nope.
Not yet. I've encouraged a lot of they have a program, like a speed training program for the summers and stuff, so I've encouraged that, and it's up to them if they drive to it or not, but definitely encouraged it.
I've participated in the speed training program before, so.
That's good. That's good. Well, I've only seen the pictures. It looks amazing, and I've had Mark on the show, and he is phenomenal, and I think he's leading the team spirit, the school spirit there at Roxana. I think he leads from out in front. I think that's really cool, and I'm happy to see a good young coach and a good happy number one player that I've known for a long time continuing the success at Roxana, growing the success on the courts in Roxana. It feels like a lot of tennis facilities have improved their game too. Bethalto has improved their courts. You guys have improved your courts. Alton has improved their courts at Gordon Moore. So it feels good. It feels like tennis is moving in the right direction. And Coach, I wish you the best, and I'll see you in just a couple weeks for the Heather Bradshaw yes. Invitational, and hopefully you'll have some home matches during that.
Yep, look forward to it.
I love that tournament. Me honestly, too. I mean, when you're talking about St. Joe's Academy from St. Louis and New Trier, and all the local schools are in there also, and everybody can put in JV teams if they want yes. to. I mean, it's a massive undertaking, but we're talking about the Heather Bradshaw Memorial Invitational Tournament, which is September 3rd and 4th, and you'll be participating in that. So
yep.
That's coming up for you, and that'll be a big challenge. And you've got a lot of big challenges this year. But I wish you luck. With these three seniors
Thank
and with Lindsay here in particular and beyond, guys. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you
for having us.
Before we start talking Lancer football, Belleville East Lancer football, I got to talk about my friends at Cassin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Thanks to partner Cassin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, the number one place to purchase a vehicle in the Metro East. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car, check out Cassin's inventory in person where they've been for 25 years or online at Cassin's.com. Cassin's has earned the highest ratings for customer service. Their expert staff is committed to making your car buying experience enjoyable, including convenient on-site financing. I've purchased four vehicles there. My daughter drives an IU Red Jeep Cherokee, and my wife and I are on our second Jeep Grand Cherokee. With over 80 years of experience in the Metro East, Cassons is the clear-cut leader for quality, service, and customer satisfaction. Go see Steve, Cliff, Holly, Greg, Bob, Mike, Tony, or Trent today. You will not be disappointed. They've got an energetic staff there at Cassons, and I would describe the young coach directly across from me as an energetic football coach. Welcome back to the show, Michael Harrison Jr., from Belleville East.
Thanks. I appreciate you throwing that young in there. That's nice of you.
Well, appreciate that. You know what? Maybe you're not that young anymore, but I'm so old that almost everybody seems young to me. And you brought your star nose tackle and left guard, one of the guys doing the dirty work up front every day, every play. Welcome to the show, Chris Mueller.
Thank you.
So you guys had a tough practice today. It's still kind of hot out there, huh?
Yeah, today was one of the cooler ones. So the guys got after it today, and they worked their butt off and even got out of a little bit of conditioning today. So it was a good hard practice. Again, we're a week in now, and it was good to let those guys get back into it after a day or two off. So,
and I tell you what, compared to the heat we had last week,
oh, it's incredible. I mean, but that's, you know, that's football season. It's like the first day August of football season. It's automatically, you know, yeah, a million degrees outside.
It starts when it's hot.
It wouldn't be fall football if it wasn't hot outside.
But Chris loves it when it's super hot out there. He gets to put all those pads on and that helmet out there. How about that heat, Chris? You love it?
Taking them pads off after 100 degrees, 111 heat index. That was like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday last week. That felt great.
Last week was terrible. Last week, our football guys were not allowed to get out at Edwardsville High School last week. They had to be in the gym, and I would assume that you guys probably had to spend some days.
We were the same way. The magnificent mind of Coach Harrison decided to practice at the hottest time of the day, so we got canceled and pushed back, two or three days last week. We had to go inside. We moved practice back so we could get it later in the evening, but
it's tough to move times on people because they plan at a certain time.
Well, and that's the other piece. You know, as a head coach, you're thinking, hey, let me make this as easy as possible. You know, we get out of school at 3:30. Let's just say, hey, we're going to practice at 3:30 no matter what. As soon as you do that, one thing changes, the weather's too hot, and all of a sudden, you're scrambling at the last minute trying to get parents to arrange rides and things like that. And so, you know, it's one of those things that you deal with. You know, that's one of the challenges that I talk about all the time that's unique to football, where you're dealing with 100 football players. It's not 15 basketball players or 5 golfers that you're trying to get on the same page. It's 100 football kids and different than college level. In high school, most of them aren't driving. You know, most of them have to figure out a ride to get there. And so those are things that you challenge. But, I mean, just like everybody else, you try your best and try to get everybody on the same page, and we have great parents, so I try to communicate with them as much and as often as possible, and when things like that happen, you just kind of have to roll with the punches.
How are the numbers this year for you?
Our numbers are down a little bit, but I think that's everywhere. I think that's, football nationwide. You add into the fact that we're coming off of the pandemic, but we're at 100+, which is good. And it's spread throughout all really 4 classes, but all 3 levels. So we'll be able to fill 3 teams, 3 levels. I know everybody in the conference, we're kind of going back and forth figuring out what that underclass is going to look like with each opponent. But at least at East, our numbers are strong right now.
How are you feeling right now, Chris?
About our numbers?
Just about the season in general.
I think we'll be solid.
Yeah. You want Coach to run the rock this year? Is that, I feel like that's every offensive lineman's dream. Is like, Coach, can we please run the wall
so
we
can wildcat? Yeah. Yeah. I wish, but that is not going to happen.
Have you ever asked Coach to consider putting you in as a fullback?
Oh, yeah,
given you and Coach?
He asked me to consider it, and I did for a really short period of time.
Solid
and then
10 seconds, I got to know.
And then we got back to doing what we're going to do.
I think it takes a certain kind of kid to enjoy playing up there on the line, to enjoy being the run stopper up there as nose tackle. Is this something you love to do, Chris?
I've done it since I was 6. I got to say, yeah.
So football is a part of your blood. You've been playing that long?
Yeah. What is that, like 13 to 12 years?
Yeah, it depends on how old you are. I could do the math pretty quick, but I'm gonna let you try to figure it.
11 and a half.
So you've been playing football for a long time. Do you play any other sports?
I picked up wrestling when I was like 12 in seventh grade, but I like football a whole lot more.
But I think that connection is obvious. Yeah. I think
those sports go hand in hand.
Yeah, all the hand fighting is
especially in the trenches. You know, I think you look around the state, you look around the nation, the teams that are solid up front have, you know, kids that also wrestle. Yeah.
And I think if you look at those teams, those college teams, there's multiple teams in the Big Ten,
no doubt,
that are famous for going after those great high school wrestlers and turning them into football players.
Well, and it's funny, in the whatever it is, current time, modern age of kids picking one sport so early, when you go and talk to college coaches, regardless of the sport, the first thing they ask you is, hey, does he play another sport? You know, what other activities are you involved in? Because there is so much crossover, there is so much relationship between not just football and wrestling, but football and baseball. You know, you stick a kid out in center field and see if he can catch a fly ball, I guarantee he can then go on the football field and catch that punt, you know. And so it is unique, and that's a message that we're trying to spread. I think coaches all around the country are trying to spread that same message. Play as many sports as you can. Do a lot of activities, and you know there'll be a time when you have to select. But trying to decide who's going to be the best basketball player when you're in the third grade and kids haven't even hit their growth spurt yet doesn't make a lot of sense.
Or signing a contract,
yeah,
to play one sport exclusively when you're in seventh grade.
It's just crazy.
That's a recipe for burnout.
100%.
You know, unless 100%. You are really in the top 0.01% in the world, and you really are going to make a living at this, and even still.
Well, and how do you know that when you're in the seventh grade?
I don't know. I think LeBron had a pretty good idea he was going to make a. Are you LeBron?
Can you shoot it like Steph? That's what I say all the time. I'm like, hey, if you aren't 6'5", you better be able to shoot it like Steph, and not many people can.
Let's talk about the team this year. Who's returning?
So we got a solid group of kids that are returning. I'll start on defense side of the ball. We returned both outside linebackers in Jaden Howard and Theo Millis. Both were second and third on the team in tackles. Inside, our backup middle linebacker will have to step up. Demarius Jones, he'll step up into the starting role in the inside. On the defensive line, return both defensive ends, O.J. Mosley and Anthony Cunningham. Will really depend on those guys a bunch up front. Again, Chris is moving over, going to help us out on the defensive line as well. And then we got a bunch of competition there as well. In the back end, Dorian Foster played a bunch at corner, and we'll really lean on him a bunch. He's one of our seniors there. And then we got some young guys that are fighting in the rest of the secondary. On the offensive side of the ball, Kennedy Geddes is returning for us on the offensive line along with Chris. And then we have a bunch of guys that are filling in that played a little bit of varsity football, but this will be their first time as starters. In our receiver core, we got a number of seniors that are fighting and filing for time. And then in the back end at running back, Luke Freppin came in for us in a backup role last year. We'll lean on him early as a starter at running back, and then there's a little bit of competition everywhere else.
You got a lot of guys returning, especially on defense, it sounds like.
A good number. You know, as a coach, you kind of always play that close to the vest. I mean, I wish we had 11 returning, right? We don't get 11 returning, but a bunch of guys that have had some varsity experience. Now, a lot of them are going, you know, where they maybe weren't an every down starter or every game starter. Now we're going to be leaning on them as seniors to start and play a much bigger role. But it is nice to have some guys that have played a little bit before.
Chris, I got to think, after the last 2 years of COVID and playing a spring football season with all the weirdness that was associated with that, and then not getting a football season the year before, do you have a special level of appreciation just by being out there every day? Yeah, you're hot. Yeah, you're miserable. Yeah, you're smacking heads with other guys. But Doesn't it feel good just to be out there?
Oh, it feels wonderful. So end of my sophomore year is when COVID started. And end of my football season, sophomore year, I broke my leg. So coming back the spring season that we had this past spring, it felt wonderful to get out. The weather was beautiful. Almost every day was 65 degrees. Felt awesome. And now we're back here with a full regular season. It feels amazing. And I have a certain level of appreciation for the sport that I don't think many other people do.
How'd you break your leg? Playing football?
How'd you break your leg, Chris?
All right, let's tell this story. All right, so JV game. We are warming up for Collinsville, for JV game. Week 9. I'm hype. I'm the hype man. I'm running around, jumping around. We do our jumping jacks, and I go up with our like 6'3", 300-pound other lineman we had. I jump up, just absolutely crazy. I come down, my leg.
Wait, you said in pre-game. Warm-ups? You in did warm-up. Say in pregame, right? It wasn't in the game.
wasn't in the game.
That was a trip. So you knew it was broken right away?
I think I did. No disrespect to that Collinsville trainer they had, their athletic trainer, but yeah. I don't think he knew what happened.
Okay, well, he was probably in shock because he probably thought
pregame.
You did a jumping jack.
Yeah, you did a jumping
pregame.
I went up for a
little high five chest bump in pregame. You know,
yeah.
Normally people
you can't blame the Collinsville trainer for that.
Normally people don't break their leg that way. You know.
Well, I'm glad you're off to a healthy start this year. So far, you're feeling good, right?
Oh yeah.
All right. Speaking of feeling good. Andy Callaway of Callaway Home Loans will make you feel good. Because why? Because he's going to save you money every single month. He refinanced my existing mortgage, and he can do the same for you. Rates are incredibly low. Last time I checked, they were way down there, and they're still way down there, and you want to take advantage of an easy, fast, and affordable way to refinance. They do conventional FHA and VA loans, and ask for the MESP special. If you refinance with Andy, he'll donate $100 to the Metro East High School or Junior High team or general athletic fund of your choice. Refinance, he'll give $100 to the Lancer football team.
That's right.
He'll give $100 to the Lancer tennis team and Coach Scare, Coach Peters. He'll give $100 to the O'Fallon football team, Coach Geddes. $100 to East St. Louis, Coach Sunkett. You tell him where to give the money and he'll give it. Call Andy today at 618-830-3332. Save money and support your favorite team in the Metro East. All right. Speaking of the Metro East, who's your favorite to win the conference? Who's good this year? I'm looking at your schedule, and your schedule is a bear. You're playing, your schedule is loaded.
Yeah.
Matea Valley is not going to be easy.
Nope.
That's going to be that's a good for you for scheduling that game. That's going to be tough. You got East St. Louis. You got O'Fallon. You got Edwardsville. You got West.
Yeah.
Alton. I mean, you got a tough schedule.
Well, and I'll stand on the table and put the Southwestern Conference up with anybody in the state. Any other conference, top to bottom in the state, you know, year in and year out, week to week, East St. Louis, Edwardsville, like you said, O'Fallon, you know, West, East St. Louis. I mean, these are playoff teams every year. And so I there is no easy week, you know, there is no, throwaway game, you know, we better be ready to go or any Friday night, anybody can beat you. And I think it's going to be another year like that. You know, I think, East St. Louis is loaded again, right? That's no secret about that.
When have they not been in the last 20 years? Like I can't
20
remember.
Years, 30
in the last,
years?
The last yeah, no, 50
I,
years.
I mean, you know, they have down years, but again, man, they're good again. And it's no secret. They're going to be a handful. Right?
I think their down years though are only down years compared to them.
Oh, 100%.
You know, right? I mean, you want to say they're down some year. I mean, you're just comparing them to themselves.
Yeah.
Really?
100%. And Coach Sunkett does a great job down there.
He does.
They have, you know, they obviously have talented guys, you know, and, you know, they're a school that, you know, has built that tradition. Football is important. Athletics are important. And you can see it, you know. And so, you know, I think everybody's chasing them a little bit, especially, and, you know, speaking specifically about football, everybody's chasing them a little bit, like you said. Even when they're down, you know you're going to have your hands full with that game. So, again, I think them, Edwardsville, you know, is obviously going to be good again. You know, they're always a favorite in the conference. And then O'Fallon is coming off really some great year, you know, and they got East St. Louis last year. So, again, I can imagine what that looks like on their, on both of those guys' schedules. So, again, we got some work cut out for us, no doubt, you know, looking at that non-conference schedule. We always try to schedule a non-conference schedule to get us ready for playoffs. That's normally our goal. And we feel like if we can win some non-conference games, we can win some conference games, then we'll have a chance and we'll be ready for the playoffs. And that's kind of how we look at it. So
that's what you talked about last time you were here. You talked about building the culture at East and getting kids to buy in that, like, yeah, we're in a tough conference, but we belong in this conference and we're going to compete in this conference. Is that the vibe you're feeling right now, Chris?
100%.
Coaches getting the buy-in from the players?
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for them, but, like, we had our senior meeting at the beginning of the year, yeah. Right? And these seniors, every year they kind of come up with the motto. And these guys talked about – what'd you guys talk about, Chris?
So our first goal is come out the gate swing and beat Collinsville. Our second goal is to have a winning season. Our third goal is to have a shirt that says Lancer Playoffs. Make it to the playoffs.
All right.
Good for you. Because you got a tough one. Collinsville is when you open up on Friday, August 27th. And that game is at Collinsville. I can't tell here from the schedule.
That's at our place, I believe. Yeah, 7 o'clock at our place.
Okay, 7 o'clock at your place.
Yeah,
you're gonna run out there under those lights, and you're gonna be amped.
Yeah, it'll feel like all is right in the world again.
Yeah, but do me a favor when you're celebrating pregame. Let's tone it down. Let's tone it down just a tad. So that we're not having to talk to the trainers.
He knows pregame he gets to come and stand by me, so he knows the deal.
So why is Chris one of your team captains, Coach?
Well, I don't even think I shared that with the team. Chris was the leading vote getter amongst the players. So the players vote for the captains, the juniors and seniors, upperclassmen. They vote for anybody on the team, but he was the leading vote getter by far, and I think the real reason is because, you know, the players know, right? And regardless of what they say, they know which guy is most committed, which guy is, you know, walks the walk, which guy is puts the work in. And from day one that I've been on campus, Chris has been bought in. You know, Chris is one of those guys. He's the first one of the workouts, never misses, you know, when it's time to rally the troops, when it's time to go to battle, Chris is right there. And the guys know that they can count on them, you know, and that's what wins football games, yeah. Right? Right. The plays, you know, again, us coaches, we all talk at the end of the year, hey, how'd you run that play? It isn't the play, you know what I mean? It's all about the kids and the trust and the belief that the guys have in one another. And when it's time to vote for captains, the guys know who they want to be in the foxhole with. And Chris is one of those guys.
Chris, how does that make you feel to hear Coach say that you were the leading vote getter for the captaincy for the Lancers this year?
Makes me feel pretty special. I mean, I don't think of myself as that. You know, I just kind of like do what I'm told to do all the time. Like you said, I never missed one workout. I might have been late, but the one time I was late is because I was stopped by a train and I had three other dudes in the car and we made an excuse. But I mean, I just try my best all the time. So,
are you a football guy? Do you just love football? You seem like you just love it.
I love it so much.
What do you love about it?
When I was younger, I would say I feel like I had anger issues, but I like never went to a therapist or nothing. So I felt like putting on a helmet and shoulder pads, just being able to hit somebody as hard as I could was the part I love about it. But now I have like a certain like emotional connection. I'm not going to lie. I cry when the emotions run so much. Like when the seniors left, I got real emotional. I don't cry when we lose, but like
I get it.
Losing is part of the game. That just builds character, if you ask me.
What about next year for you, Chris? After your football time at Belleville East, are you done, or do you have aspirations for continuing to play?
I would love to go play. I got I mean, I have no real idea on where I want to go. I'll go wherever wants me and wherever I'll get to play. And wherever a coach will be like, hey, you want to play? And I'll be like, yeah.
You recommending this guy to some college coaches?
Michael? Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it was funny. We were talking on the ride up about, you know, college plans and some of the schools that Chris has either visited or looking at. And Chris has done and again, another reason he's a captain, Chris has done a awesome job in the classroom of putting himself in position where he's going to have some options. You know, he's done his homework, if that makes sense. And again, he's a kid that's a hard worker. He takes care of business. So, you know, a senior captain that you can count on, regardless of height, weight, stature, all that stuff, college coaches are going to look for that. And so he's going to have some options about playing when that time comes.
I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say this guy here would be a hell of a coach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, without question. Again, he's one of those guys, you know, and you have him in every sport at every level. He's one of those guys as coaches that you never worry about. You know what I mean? You get on him, and I'm not saying he doesn't make mistakes. He makes mistakes, and we tell him that. But you never worry about his effort. You never worry about if he's going to be doing the right thing. You never worry about if you can count on him or not. And those kind of guys, when you have those kind of guys in leadership roles, and they're good football players, is when you have a good football team, you know? And I think that's what we have, not only in Chris, but I think that's what we got going on at Belleville East right now.
That's awesome. Could you put your finger on where you learned that reliability, that work ethic, that desire to play football? You talked about the fact that you just liked hitting people, and I get that from a lot of football kids.
Yeah.
You know, I think football is a healthy way for some young men to
get it out.
Yeah, to get it out. Play, you know. Yeah. I think it helps them. But is there someone in your family or when you were a kid, did you have a coach when you were younger that taught you, like, look, Chris, you show up and you show up on time?
One little league coach I had throughout my whole life was Bob Bergman, and like that was a dude that was there from day one, from when I was 6 to
football 14. Or little league baseball,
little league football.
Okay.
He was the guy that was like, you keep this effort up, you're gonna go places, you know. And I kind of got that from all my coaches, even pretty much all of them. Dave Barnes is another one. Rick Roland Fricke. Coach Roland, love all those guys. Those are like the guys that kind of like paved my mentality to get stuff done when I was younger, because they just encouraged me to keep going and going and going and not stop, pretty much.
And he's being nice, because I know mom and dad don't mess around either. Mom and dad, they've taught him some good stuff, so they do an awesome job. Chris is an awesome young man. So
that's great. How about the staff this year, Coach? You got some good coaches on staff this year helping you out there with the Lancers. I feel like you cannot coach football by yourself. You know, tennis, I could probably, you know, like you said, it's a small staff. But when you got 100 people, you got to have a good staff. How's your staff this year?
Good. We got an awesome staff. A lot of guys that have come back that have been with me for a couple of years. You know, Coach Funk, Coach Blomberg have been at Belleville East, I think, since... He's not gonna like me since they've been Belleville East, right?
No way.
No, those guys are Lancers through and through. So those guys still helping me out. Coach Strasbaugh, Coach Schaub, Coach Heidorn, Jason Ford, Justin Washington. Then we got a couple of new guys on the staff as well. Coach Fair, Coach Southward. They do an awesome job. So we got a great staff. Again, there's myself, but. I couldn't do it without those guys. I hope I didn't leave anybody off when I went down that list. But Coach Zergel, I left Zergel off. I'm the head coach, but those guys carry us. Those guys do all the work.
What's your role during the games? Are you calling the defense, the offense, all of it, special teams? What are you calling?
You know, this will be the first year that I am not calling the defense. Coach Zergel is going to take over as the defensive coordinator. And so I'll be able to stick my head in a little bit more on the offensive side of the ball as well. And then Coach
Ball. But you're not calling the plays.
But I'm not calling the plays. This will be my first year not calling the plays. So.
It's going to be an interesting year for sure. Chris, what's your favorite play to run before you get out of here?
offense.
Yeah, what's the one play like when that play is called, you're like you just smile because you know you're just going to get off the ball. Tell me that play. What's it called?
Counter to the right.
Counter right.
Counter to the right.
Counter to the right. That's what you like. Are you pulling around there or are you just going straight off and blasting off the ball?
I'm pulling. I'm kicking out. First play against Eastside last year, I had a backer come off the edge, whacked him.
Straight through.
First play was a highlight.
That's your play, counter right. Counter right.
Love it. I'm going to come out and watch you play. I can't wait to watch you play. I think you're going to be a wild animal on the defensive side of the ball, and I think you're going to be a road grader on the offensive side of the ball, creating holes for the running backs and the quarterback.
That'll be awesome. That'd be awesome.
And how about what's the team going to look like this year? Are we going to play the same type? I'm not asking you to give away your secrets, but are we going to play the same style that we've played in the last couple of years? Or?
Yeah, we'll still be balanced. You know, we try our best to be balanced, on the offensive side of the ball. We got to be able to run the ball. Again, in football, to me, it's still all about the trenches, you know, and we can be as fancy and as cute and as pretty as you want to out on the edge, but if you can't run the ball when you need to run it and if you can't stop them from running the ball, then it's going to be a long day. And so we'll be similar to what we've done in the past, but we got to be able to run the ball when we need to, and we got to be able to do that a little bit better than we've done in the past.
I think you're in for a lot of tough competition this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. I think that conference is crazy. There's crazy parity across the board. Like you said, O'Fallon, West, East St. Louis,
all across the board. It's again every week you better buckle up your chin strap as the coaches say, because if you take a play off, you take a snap off, you take a week off, the other team will bite you.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for coming by. Appreciate
Thank
both
you.
Of you very much.
Appreciate
I'm
it.
Looking forward to the Lancers. Give me one of these before,
yeah, appreciate
before we get
it.
Out of there. Right up there.
Gotcha.
All right. As always, the guests make the show here on the Metro Esports Podcast. A big thanks, Chad Opel, Lindsey Ratliff, and Zach Plocker from Roxana Tennis. Chad Opel, of course, from Front Office Management. Chris Mueller, right here, the man in the trenches for the Lancers. And Michael Harrison Jr., the guy out in front, the head coach for the Belleville East football team. And for partners, Callaway Home Loans, Cassens, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, and Integrity Spine and Joint Center. Our producers, Brian Crock and Everett Hicks, and our intern at Zoogie J. Thank you for listening to the Metro East Sports Podcast, talking all things sports in the Metro East.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.